You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired profiles the band Coldspell and their latest release, Out from the Cold. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today, we're giving it up for the Swedish metal band Coldspell and their latest release, Out from the Cold. Rockwired had a chance to speak with guitarist Mick Larson of Coldspell while they were out touring, and you'll hear that interview in just a few minutes. From their CD, Out from the Cold, here is Coldspell with Heroes.
We're heroes of the new world. We're heroes.
So many of God's forsaken creatures. Some are angels among us in disguise. Always reaching out and give that helping hand. When trapped inside your darkness, then be a fellow man. Taking for granted, they do it their way. Beyond words and thoughts, they're here. We're heroes of the new world. We're heroes. The future's lying in our hands. We're heroes of the new world. We're heroes. We're heroes. It ain't no fairy tales and fantasies of mine. They're all among us and keeps me alive. Always been powered by the dreams and hopes. For the sake of our children, we're longing for this better place. All we ever need, freedom lies beneath. Like a hero, she will say. We're heroes of the new world. We're heroes. The future's lying in our hands. We're heroes of the new world.
From their CD Out from the Cold, that was Cold Spell with Heroes. Check out the band at their official website, www.coldspell.se. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Cold Spell's lead guitarist Mick Larson about the formation of the band and their current tour, and here's how the interview went.
I'm sorry that I missed you guys' show at Hooligans in Albuquerque. How did it go?
Oh, that was a blast for sure. I think it was the best show so far. It was a great venue and a lot of people there too. So I think we did get to meet some Cold Spell fans from Albuquerque and some other places too, and also did gain some new fans. So we had a great time. It was totally awesome.
Fantastic. And how far along are you in this tour? How much more do you have to go?
We're doing a show tonight in Ventura, and then we'll go to Vegas, and after that it's Bakersfield, and then Seattle and Yakima. So we have a few shows left. We are only doing, I think it's nine shows on this trip. So, but we will come back and do it more properly next time.
I see. And what's it like touring the States? I mean, you're a long way from home. I mean, describe how it feels.
Yeah, well, it's totally fantastic. I had never been to U.S. myself earlier, not on vacation or not playing. So I think it becomes more like some sort of mix between vacation and playing for me. So I just love every minute of it. It's fantastic. It's a great, beautiful country, and as I used to say, every day, we have just met nice people, nice, friendly, helpful, interested in what we are doing, even in a small little restaurant in New Mexico. Also, they are really, really, really interested and nice to talk to. So we're having the time of our life.
I see, and you guys also have a great CD out, so now that it's out there for people to listen to, how do you feel about the finished work?
About the last album?
Yes.
I think it was a good follow-up album to the Infinite Stargaze album. We did get a bunch of good reviews when we released the first album in, what is it, 4 years ago now, yeah. A lot of great reviews and feedback from U.S. So of course you wonder how will it be when we release this new album, but I think we have had just as much good feedback on this latest album, and really hope that this third album we're about to release in the beginning of 2013 will be accepted and in the same way. I think the second album is more a little bit heavier sounding maybe than the Infinite Stargaze album, but I think they will do complete each other.
I see. And talk about the genesis of Cold Spell. How did it all get started?
Well, I guess it's all my fault. Yeah, well, it's my, I guess I can call it my little brainchild, so to speak. I started working on this one in the middle late 90s. But then you know what it's like in life. Things comes up and family and all that. And we had a band in Sweden, me and the bass player called Raw. We did two albums in the 90s. It was it was more like A&R oriented hard rock. So Coldspell is a bit heavier. And then I moved from where I lived outside of Stockholm, and as I said, it took a couple of years to get this thing started, and when you have kids and family, it's not that easy all the time. So in 2005, it felt like now it's about time, now or never. So it's not knocking on my door.
Later.
Yeah, later. Yeah. No cleaning now. Yeah. So I think I forgot what I said.
Oh, 2005 you started the band.
And you know what it's like, then you're five guys starting, and then all of a sudden some dudes, well, they haven't got the time and effort that's needed to do it. So in 2010, a bass player quit, and I got in touch with my old buddy from Uppsala outside of Stockholm, Anders, the bass player, and he joined us, and just right before we recorded the second album, we had the same thing with the drummer, and then I connected with my old friend, also from Uppsala, that I used to play with, Pärre Johansson, the drummer, and I think after that, with this lineup, I think it feels truly amazing, I must say. We're one hell of a solid unit now. It feels great.
And talk about a little more about the current lineup. You know, tell me who they are and what it is you think each of them brings to the table that makes it work.
Yeah, well, I think Pärre, the drummer, he's like me, more maybe the guy that's more into metal, maybe also. Even though we like everything that we grew up with, from the 70s hard rock to 80s and 90s and modern extreme stuff too. But what he brings to Coldspell is amazing. I couldn't have asked for a better drummer than him. He's not only a drummer. He's a musician. He's a very good listener and nice guy. And Kebbe Anders Lindmark, the bass player, he's like a brother to me. We are the I don't know how to say it, Siamese twins, sort of.
I see.
Yeah, and Niklas, he's this guy. He has an amazing voice. He's this short little dude, but he has a huge voice, and I can't imagine work with anyone else when did get the opportunity to have him in the lineup. And then we have the keyboard maestro Matti Eklund, that is not only a keyboardist, he's also more sort of a multi musician, and also worked in Sweden as a sound engineer, so he's perfect to have in the band. He knows everything about all the things that we don't know anything about.
Visit the band at their official website, www.coldspell.se. From their CD Out from the Cold, here is Coldspell once more with The King.
Like rainy days, the sky has turned to gray. I can feel the winds of change passing by. As the sun goes down, the king has lost his crown, and the curtain falls one last time. We'll be right back. they pass us by, and leave our souls to cry. Forever bound to see that you are leaving me. Like the wind is calling out your name. Forever last like eternal flame. Your words will still remain down the memory lane. Oh no, what's it gonna be like? Hold on, your voice will still remain. Oh no, what's it gonna be like? Hold on, your soul.
You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Wayland and their new EP, Welcome to My Head. Under the tutelage of music veteran Jude Cole, Wayland packs a knockout rock and roll punch with songs such as Nobody's Perfect, the Bob Seger classic Fire Down Below, and the thunderous title track. Welcome to My Head from Wayland, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at www.waylandtheband.com. Passionate, fearless, innovative. Gorgeous Media is an award-winning firm specializing in artist development, branding, creative consultation, event planning, music supervision, publicity, and talent management for all areas of the entertainment industry, from music, film, fashion, theater, and art. To schedule a free consultation, email us at info@gorgeousmediagroup.com or call us at 323-782-9000. That number again is 323-782-9000. Without a doubt, the future is looking gorgeous. Visit us at gorgeousmediagroup.com. Save your neck, save your data, and most importantly, save your money. Computer viruses are a fact of life, but Dr. Dan's makes viruses history with a $35 virus removal. Most computers are repaired in 24 hours, so you can get on with your business and get on with your life. Dr. Dan's Computers, located at 4405 Cutler Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-881-8851 or visit us at drdanscomputers.com. Are you a music maker eager to take the stress and the cost out of recording? Then make a little noise at Elephonic Recording, the sound choice for the independent musician. Record in a relaxed environment and take advantage of 32-channel recording, a staff of session musicians and engineers who know what the heck they're doing. Elephonic Recording, a sound choice. Located at 5620 Venice Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-797-1333 or visit us at elephonicrecording.com. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for Coldspell and their latest release, Out from the Cold. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Mick Larson regarding the band's future and their current tour, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And talk about how music began for you as an individual. How did that start?
Well, I guess it started back in the 70s when I was just a little boy, and I got my first was it Deep Purple album or was it Rainbow album, I don't remember, and I was totally knocked out, and ever since that it's music is life. But I mean, it grew up listening to all those bands like Sabbath, Purple, Rainbow, Whitesnake, Montrose, for instance, one of my favorite albums that I would take if I'm all alone on an island somewhere. The Rock the Nation album and bands like Budgie and all that. And then of course, the 80s hard rock bands have meant a lot also. And I think hopefully it can be heard on our album Inspiration from made this hard rock with more like big choruses and big sound, and yeah. Well, then of course metal. I think we all live in Sweden, and we have our great acts in Sweden to thank for a lot. I mean, Europe managed to clear the way for a lot of other Swedish bands, when they started them, and they're still rocking.
And explain, if it can be explained, the creative process within the band. How do you guys go about putting a song together?
Well, I guess that's my fault too, so...
It's not your fault!
Yeah, I'm the one to blame for it. Yeah, sorry.
There's no blame here.
I guess I'm the main songwriter, and I write all the music stuff, and the lyrics I co-write with some people, and Nicholas, for example, he has written lyrics for a couple of songs on those albums. Otherwise, it's me. My wife is in this business too. She does a lot of lyric writing with me. So I think we're a great team. But as I used to say, when people ask you who is the songwriter in the band, I say it's not the most important issue. I think the most important thing is what we do with those songs and what comes out of it, and everyone's are totally free to put their own. Can I say it? Signature on this stuff. So it's very, very. We can say free and open mind.
With the tour that you're on right now, what songs have the audience the most excited?
Well, I think songs like maybe Heroes, for instance. Time, also. Then when we play live, I can tell that songs like Out from the Cold is doing fine as a live song, and also that song Straight Things Out from the Infinite Stargaze album is more like a kick in the butt song.
And any previews of the new of the forthcoming release?
Yeah, well, nothing that we do on these shows, but we are working on that stuff, and as soon as we get home to Sweden, I will put it all together, and we will start record in, I think it's in October or November. We will begin, and the plan is to have the album out in early 2013, February. Hopefully, and hopefully come back to you as right after that.
What would you like people to come away with after they've heard the band live?
Yeah, well, I hope they discover that, and hopefully like, of course, this song, and they think that we're an interesting mix of it. We're not just sort of A&R-ish or 80s hard rock, that they also finds out that we're a bit heavier than that. We are, as I used to say, it's more like melodic hard rock with a twist of metal. And hopefully they will enjoy the concert and think that we are a great live act, and realize that we are truly having just fun on stage. And it was someone that said yesterday too, it's so nice to see you play, so good, great to see you play. You seem to get so well together on stage and seem to enjoy every minute. And well, that's what it's all about. I used to say that also, when it's not fun anymore, we quit. And now we just love it.
Visit the band at their official website, www.coldspell.se. From their latest release, Out from the Cold, here is Coldspell once more with Run for Your Life. That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Mick Larson of Coldspell for his time and his music, and to Dave Tedder of Headfirst Entertainment. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media, LLC. A limited liability company and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Behind us, but let's not be alone.